Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our broadcast today. Today, we're going to be talking about whether or not cheaper prices are cheating your customers. I hear it all the time that there's people out there, lowballers, that'll do it for nothing, blah, blah, blah. I can't compete if I charge regular prices. People do it for a nickel. All sorts of crazy stuff out there that people are saying. We're going to dive into that today. The problem is it feels like everybody wants the lowest price. Competitors will do it for nothing. The big issue with that is if we fall prey to that and believe that to be the truth, this can cost you your ability to grow, your ability to make money, your ability to treat your employees fair, your customers fair. This belief that cheaper prices are cheating your are the right thing that your customers want is going to absolutely crush your company. Denise says hello. Hello, Denise. Good to have you. All right. So first and foremost, a couple things that are beliefs that are going to stand in our way that I want to make sure we cover, and then we'll figure out what to do next. So first and foremost, we have this belief that if I charge small enough, people will like me, right? It's what my customers want. It's the best thing. If I charge more, I'm screwing them. The reality of the situation is when you charge too little, almost invariably, your customers don't treat you better, which is what you'd like. Hey, I'm giving you a good deal. Treat me better. They treat you worse, oftentimes like crap. So the belief of if I just charge small enough or do this for so little money and do my people a favor by charging them a small amount, they'll treat me well, they'll like me, they'll be more loyal is the exact opposite. Typically, the people that you don't charge enough treat you the most poorly. They don't refer. If they do refer, they refer you other broke people that you don't want. So we got to get rid of that belief right off the bat to succeed in our cleaning company. Next, the belief that you have to be cheap to compete is also going to kill you, right? So if you've got this belief that there's someone down the road that'll do it for a nickel, or they don't have insurance, or their employees aren't legal, or whatever the crap we make up. The good news is, guys, gals, I talk to owners of cleaning companies all day, every day throughout the world. And every one of them tells me, my customer's this, my that, my the other. But I talk to you all, so I know the reality. The problems that you run into, that belief of I've got to be cheap to compete, someone will do it for nothing. Well, there's a couple things. First and foremost is the cheap customers are not your customer. The right customers want things like insurance, systems, security, that they're giving the keys to their house or their building or their office to someone that has got insurance, that's not going to have felons in there, that's going to have uniforms and name tags and all this good stuff. So oftentimes we just have to educate them in the realities of what we're doing. So what we don't want to do is try and convince cheap people not to be cheap. Not only is that a fool's errand and frustrating, it is not profitable, and you're not going to have success doing that. What we do want to do is find the people that really are open to understanding the value that we truly bring with things like systems, insurances, employees, tracking, all the good stuff that we have. We want to find those people and help them, not try and convince nut jobs to not act like nut jobs, because at the end of the day, they're going to act like nut jobs. So it's just going to frustrate you and them to try and convince them otherwise. All right. So, and probably the biggest belief, and this is one of the reasons I love owners of cleaning companies, is this belief that if I charge quote unquote too much, and it's so great because when I say what's too much, not one person's ever been able to define that for me is what too much is, right? Like somehow we have this opinion. GJ says, amen, preacher, bro. I'm getting to preaching, fellas. Now we got a problem. That too much number that we just make up, right? What my too much might be someone else's not even close to enough, right? But that belief that charging too much is greedy, it's immoral, we're taking advantage of people. There's all these weird beliefs that A, don't serve us, B, don't serve our customers, and C, don't serve our employees or the community at large, right? The best way to serve the broke people of your community is not to be one, right? If we're broke, we can't really help the poor if we are poor. So that crazy belief that Charging too much is greedy and immoral. Aside from probably your inability to define what too much is the exact opposite of what we're talking about. Oh, Kayla's here. Says, so glad you're going over this. Lost my first client. Oh, this morning with a new price raise. Kayla, I wish you were here. I'd give you a big fat hug because that's going to take me into a whole different direction. So let's just dive in. When we lose customers, first of all, the only reason we raise prices on people is if we're not charging enough, right? So I don't ever want anyone to think that I'm coaching you to just randomly go raise prices, right? We give lots of examples of how a 20% price raise can absolutely double your profit. And we go over the math to back that up. But the reality is I'm not saying just go randomly raise your prices. We're only raising prices on people that that aren't paying enough, right? That their pricing is off. So we have a standard, a truth of what we know we need to make to be fair. We make sure everyone is up to that standard. So it's not random. We do it on purpose. And I got to tell you, the folks that aren't paying any profit, right, or enough profit, are taking up space from someone that you could really be serving at a deeper level. So when they quit, Kayla, and I still feel your pain. I know it's easy for me to say because it doesn't affect my checkbook. But when they quit, I promise you they're opening up space for someone new, both in your time, your focus, your ability, your infrastructure, your employees. I promise you we are not, quote unquote, losing anything when we get these knuckleheads. Yeah, exactly. Kayla says, okay, it's okay. Just a spot open for a correct paying client. You said it better than I got to get Kayla on here and do all this talking as opposed to me. Bradley says, I used to think many years ago about the pricing, but now I charge what I feel I'm worth. And that's huge. You've got to, well, first of all, I want to make sure that you guys know what you should be charging instead of what you feel you're worth. Because a lot of times we feel we're worth one thing and that may not be the reality. We could be worth much more, much less. We want to make sure we have a standard of what we know we need to make our company profitable and hit our financial goals and charge based on that as opposed to just kind of an arbitrary factor. So again, the belief that charging too much is greedy and immoral not only is not true, the reality is quite the opposite. Everything good that you create for your client comes from margin, right? If you want the ability to keep your word and do what you say, to surprise and delight, to pay your employees fair or better than fair wages, to give good services, to make money, right? How good can you serve your clients if you're homeless or worried about being homeless? The answer is not true, not nothing, right? So we got to move our mindset from charging too much is greedy and immoral or taking advantage and hurting our customers to the reality. The truth of the matter is everything good for you and your customers and your employees and really the community comes from margin, right? Your customers, the people that want crappy services for crappy wages, they're not your customers. The people that want good service are typically willing to pay for it. You just have to be able to articulate and communicate to them how you're going to use that money to make their life better. Glenda says, I'm about to send out a bunch of increases. Well, congratulations, Glenda. She says, I've avoided sending to our clients, which we have for over 15 years, because she felt bad because now we either increase them or lose them because they're not paying themselves. Thank you so much for sharing that, Glenda. And that's another common myth I had forgotten about that, but I hear all the time is like, well, I can't raise prices on Mrs., you know, on Glenda because I've had her for 15 years and she's so sweet and blah, blah, blah. We make up all these stories about why we can't raise prices on them. And I love that Glenda's seen the truth and just saying, hey, we're not getting paid here, right? And we are a for-profit endeavor. And again, if we're worried about paying our bills or paying payroll or being able to pay insurance or all the things that our customers desperately want, we're not charging enough. And I love Glenda's boldness and Bradley's boldness and Kayla's boldness of we need to charge what we're worth and some will, some won't. So what? Moving on, right? So that's it. So another thing, another false belief that's just absolutely killing you guys, Cleaning Nation, I talk to you day in, day out, is that everything, that customers are only interested in price, right? They go, oh, you don't understand my customers. I always want to tell them, you don't understand. I talk to owners of cleaning companies across the world, and I promise you, I've talked to someone that has your customers. But that belief that customers are only interested in price is so hurtful and so not true, right? If that was the case, Mercedes would not exist as a brand. Everybody would be driving, you know, Yugos or Hyundais or whatever the cheapest thing out there is. But the reality is some people want Mercedes. A lot of people want Mercedes and some people want Hondas and some people want Hyundais. So it's not so much the matter of are you charging too much? It's, are you understanding what your customers want and making sure that you charge enough for them to provide it, right? If Mercedes wants to have the best leather and the nicest sunroof and a good stereo system, and I know nothing about Mercedes. I mean, we've got one, but other than that, I don't know much about them. But for them to be able to provide that experience of when we go to the dealership, of being clean and nice and having salespeople that are informed, that all costs money, right? And as a consumer, oftentimes we're willing to pay that money. We just want to make sure we get the result. So when we focus our client attraction messaging on money, right? And I guarantee you, Mercedes ads aren't, you know, focused on money. I'm sure they have a lease special here or some sort of deal there, but they focus mostly on how it makes you feel to be an owner of that kind of an automobile. So we want to make sure that we are focusing our client attraction messaging on solving their pain and how we make their life better specifically. Not about the money, right? If my, instead of Grow My Cleaning Company, my website was called How to Take Broke Cleaning Companies That Don't Even Have Enough Money to Pay Attention and Fix It. Well, guess what? I'm going to attract a bunch of broke people, right? So if you do $15 off of here, or, you know, a lot of your client attraction stuff is price-based or trying to get them on some sort of a discount, well, then you're going to attract the mooches that want price-based stuff. So we got to realize that we attract the people that show up and take responsibility for that and say, if we want a different caliber of customer, we're going to have a different caliber of client attraction efforts. So again, keep in mind, oftentimes customers don't know what they really want, right? You've got to educate them. They might say things like, I just want the cheapest price. But what that really means is you go, great, let's get you the cheapest price. I'm assuming you don't care if we have any insurance, right? If we burn the place down, you're okay paying for that yourself. Most people are going to go, no, I can't have that. Okay. Well, there's some homeless people that congregate down by the river. They're very cheap labor. Would it be okay if we put them into your house? You're probably going to get another no. Do you want fun stuff like, you know, background checks just to make sure we're not putting felons into your business place or with your coworkers or with your children? Do you want uniforms to know that the people that belong here? Do you want a guarantee that we'll show up the day we show up? Or do you want us just to maybe 70, 80% of the time? Once you start really asking questions about what their needs are, I almost guarantee you very rarely you're going to go, yeah, whatever's cheap, hobo, no insurance, come when he wants, let me give you the key. That's just not going to be the case. So really, the reality to customers are only interested in price is oftentimes customers are not educated in where their money goes. And once you help educate them into the reality that you can provide for them, they're very interested in that. Okay. So some of the benefits to charging properly to kind of get you fired up to raise prices, and we might cover exactly how you raise prices and what that might sound like in a different deal. If you guys want that, email Nat at my bride Natalie was supposed to be on, and apparently there's technical difficulties because it's just me. So I apologize to everybody that's going, hey, what's the smelly old dude on the thing? Where's the cute girl that's always here? That's my bride. I think she's still in the chat, but somehow her computer that's like literally 18 and a half feet away from me, we couldn't get the technology to work. So she's not here. I had a reason I was going to mention all that, but I forget what the heck it was. Oh, email Natalie, Nat, at growmycleaningcompany.com if there's a topic or something that you want to hear on these broadcasts so I can make sure that we are giving the people what they want. I get to talk to you guys day in and day out, and I kind of go with what I think I hear you wanting, but we always love hearing from you guys directly in terms of what's going on in your life and how we can help. All right. So that said, when you charge properly, a lot of magical things happen. Oh, Natalie says she's here. So you cannot see her, which is unfortunate because she's easy on the eyes. But apparently you can talk/text to her and she will text back. So there's Natalie. Give her a shout or email her if you've got a topic that you want me to cover on one of these broadcasts. All right. So when you charge properly, a bunch of magical things happen I want to cover really quick. First of all, and Bradley says, one thing I've learned is you need to take your personal feelings out of what you charge your clients. That is so true. 80, 90% of it is just bull crap, right? We feel they're going to be mad. They're going to be disappointed. I'm literally taking food out of their baby's mouth. That's crazy. Not the case at all. Bradley says I've sabotaged your computer. Are you kidding me? When Natalie's not on, I have to be charming and say all these words by myself. When she comes on, I can ask a question and take a break and have a burger while she, you know, answers. So trust me, I need my bride. I'm 38% more charming and pleasant when I've got my bride on the phone with me or anywhere near me. Anyway, all that to say, crap, I keep getting off of, separating your feelings from the way you do it. The beautiful thing about it is Natalie says, he just don't want me giving a hard time. No, you're worse when you're on the computer because I can't see you. You could just type in terrible things. So how dare you, woman? Anyway, yet we have all these beliefs. And I got to tell you, having coached dozens, if not hundreds of people through this process, overwhelmingly we'll get, every single person thinks their business is different. You don't understand. My customers aren't going to go for it. They won't do it. And overwhelmingly, you know, you'll get 1 in 10, 2 in 10. And the worst I think I've seen is 3 in 10 cancel. But on top of that is they'll get the biggest surprises. They'll get probably a third of the people that they didn't even see coming going, or that they just didn't expect, saying things like, I was wondering when you were going to raise prices. Like a lot of these people that care about you, you're good customers and know they know that you're charging too little. I'm like, I'm surprised it took you long enough, you know, this long. Right. Or they'll say things like, yeah, I really love your service and it's no problem. Or they'll actually invite you out to dinner. I mean, there's a lot of times we think everyone's just going to be furious, and that's not the reality. The reality is I'd say a third of the people, certainly if you're doing a good job and you've got a good relationship with your clients, they appreciate you and they just want to make sure that you're okay. Right. And you're like, hey, I'm not trying to, it's not like you've got a yacht in the Caymans somewhere that you're screwing them for. You're just trying to make a fair profit. A third of them won't care, or they'll give you a little bit of a fuss, but eventually do it. And maybe a third will throw a big fuss. And again, we don't care. I mean, just like, where's my peeps? Bradley said, you got to just be okay with that. So some are going to like it, some won't. We really don't care. We're here to serve the community and the people that can and are willing to pay for our services. And if that's not this guy or that guy or the next guy, then that's okay. We're going to move on and serve those people. So when you charge profitably, first and foremost, you can actually make money, right? And again, all that money you can, we go into business, and any of you guys that have owned cleaning companies know, just like I do, owning your own business is a ton of work, right? It's stressful. We kind of pour our whole lives out for this business, you know, late night calls, and we'll do whatever it takes to see this thing grow. And it's just heartbreaking when I see people do all this work and they don't make any money. And they're willing to work 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week, take time away from them, their family, their own personal health for this business. But then when it doesn't pay them, it just breaks their heart. And if you're not willing or able to charge enough, really, it doesn't matter how big you grow. If you're not pricing properly, you're never going to make any money. Eventually, you're going to go out of business and all that work will be wasted. So just make sure that you understand this is really a threat to your entire business if you're not charging properly. Second, that'll give you enough money to put back into your company. Feel free to give me a shout out in the chat if you feel that I want to grow. I just don't have enough money for marketing, to implement systems, for advertising, for employee and professional development, for tools, for equipment, all the things that we really need to run a company all take money. We always feel like we're short on that. Well, when you're charging enough, there's enough money built in that you can A, take a fair profit so you and your family can eat and focus on serving your customers, and B, to put back into the company to keep growing. So making money is going to help you. It's going to help your company grow. You can treat your employees better, right? I don't know about you guys, but if I knew I was underpaying my employees, and again, we don't have to pay the absolute. Jeremy says, yes, he knows exactly what it's like to have those kind of expenses and how frustrating it can be. So I don't know about you guys, but I can't, and I hear it over and over, and it's heartbreaking when people say, I can't afford to pay my employees well, right? So two things happen. One, they have to live their lives feeling like they're taking advantage of their employees, which is just an impossible way to grow a business, and it's not fun. Two, they can't hire the talent that they need, right? And I'm not telling you that you got to overpay or pay too much for the good employees, but you certainly have to pay fairly. So if your companies aren't willing to pay fairly, that means you've got to get subpar employees that are willing to work for less than what they should be. And that usually means there's something wrong with them. And it's a huge, nasty loop of badness for you and your customers. Also, I think I touched on this early, but I want to hit it again because it's so important. Those who pay better have a better experience. That's the crazy part. When we had I had a car dealership, right? And if you think your customers are price sensitive, try buying a car, having a car dealership, right? Those people are very price sensitive. And the crazy thing is, you would think whoever got the best deal would have had the best experience, and whoever got the worst deal, and I say worst in quotes, whoever paid the most would have the worst experience. It's not funny. It is, no matter how hard people negotiating, they get, grind me down to the bone, or we don't make a nickel off the thing, which I didn't really deal with, but let's just say I did. Yeah, Jason Johnson says, and he's bright, guys. Even though he's in Alaska, we still like him. Kim says, you can't afford not to pay them well. All right, first of all, Kim, your command of the English language is very confusing. You can't afford not to pay them well. It's true, but very confusing, Jason. Tell Kim to use less words. And I pick on them because I love them and they're my program, and hopefully they'll tolerate it. But anyway, all that to say, I found the people that paid the least for the car and quote unquote got the best deal were always the angriest. They always felt that somehow I screwed them. There's more money in the table. I made this massive profit and we just didn't. And again, when they come back for help, there's no money to help them, right? The people that just came in and paid a fair price and maybe even full price for the car, they had a great experience. They love me. They love the dealership. They love the car. Of course, if they come back and need anything else, there's plenty of margin to take care of them. So we have this belief and this weirdness that, if we charge less, people will like it better. And the reality is they will have a better experience when they pay better. And the people that pay better treat you better and your employees better, right? I've had businesses where I was at the top end, at the bottom end. And I got to tell you, it is more profitable. It is more fun. It's easier to grow your life. I hate to say it. It sounds like an overstatement. It is not. Your life will flat out be better if you are working with people that are willing to pay a price. You'll just be able to pay your employees better. They'll treat you better. They'll treat your employees better. When things go wrong, they're more willing to work with you. There's all this magical stuff that happens that you really can't kind of experience until you charge enough. So that's the big thing I want you guys to get today is A, you have to understand exactly what kind of profit margins you need. So you have to know your numbers. And I think we cover that in lots of it. That's too big for the scope of this one. B, you have to charge enough so you have enough money for cost of goods sold to pay your employees to do it. Overhead for all the fun stuff like personal and professional development, supplies, marketing, all that good stuff, insurances, blah, blah, rent, phones, you know what all that stuff looks like. And then profit, right? And I like to see you guys making 20% profit, which I don't think is unreasonable. If you are not in that world and you are struggling with any of the things that we've talked about, I would be happy to jump on a call with you and see if I can help the best that I can. The way to book that or apply for that is to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I do as many of these as I can. Obviously, I do these personally, so it's a limited amount. There's no charge for it. I just want to make sure I'm giving back to the community. And some of the people that end up on the call end up being my best customers, which is great. Not everybody, and that's okay. But some of them do. So if you would like me to walk you through where you're at in your business now, where you'd like to be, what's working, what's not working, how to create a plan to get from where you're at now to where you want to be, get some confidence and clarity around your pricing, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can apply there. Spaces are limited, so jump on now. Every time we do one of these lives, they all kind of get filled up and then people send me angry emails. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk now so you don't have to send me an angry email. Bradley says, don't always follow industry standard for pricing. I couldn't agree more, man. I get so many people that do crazy things like call their competitors and find out what they're charging. Well, guess what? I've talked to your competitors and they called all their competitors, which is you, and find out what you're charging. And it's the blind leading the blind. So we always want to make sure with pricing, we are going based on the numbers that we need to provide the service that we want to provide and make us a profit. I like 20%. You can do more or less. And we always work everything backwards from there as opposed to, I feel like this guy will pay this much, or I feel like I'm worth that much. Feelings will kill you. Bring the data, not the drama. So that's the confidence I want to give you. I think we've also got if you go to Grow My Cleaning Company, yeah, TJ makes a great point. Fair pricing is whatever both parties are happy with. I couldn't agree more than that. And if you're not, and you're half of those parties, right? So if you're not happy with it, it ain't fair pricing, right? And if they're not happy with it, maybe it's fair, maybe it's not. But you just keep, again, as opposed to trying to convince broke people or poor people or cheap people or people that don't understand or care about your value to understand it, just keep looking for the people that can. If you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, I know we've got the ultimate bidding guide in a playlist there. You can search for it, but that's growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube. Again, if you want me to jump on a call with you and walk through your business, that's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Hopefully you guys have got a ton of value. Love the interaction. Thank you for already on live with your comments and your feedback. Super appreciated. Except of course for Jason, because we don't like him. We like Kim only. Just kidding, buddy. Thank you guys all for joining. We'll catch up with you. Today's Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday. Can't wait to talk to you then. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.